In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the advantages of being a little older now is that I've had more time to practice everything and to forget an awful lot. And I'm always hoping that I will forget all the bad stuff and remember all the ways that I've practiced the good stuff. When I first started dating my wife, Madeline, I had a friend who was Jewish and a therapist, and I would go to him, I'd say, God, we keep having these disagreements over this, that, or the other thing, and his therapeutic advice was, practice, practice, practice. That's how you do life. Do you know the word Torah? Some people think it means law, and maybe it does. But at its heart, it means practice. The law is our guideline of practice. Now, later on, after we got married, we decided we wanted to learn to dance. And so we did the walk-in, dance-out class. And I thought, this is too good to be true. You know, I'd seen video of myself dancing at our wedding, and I went, oh boy, you're never going to see me dance again. That didn't look good. You know, anyway, so went to this dance class. Madeline sent me ahead because she already knew how to dance. She figured I needed 6 weeks head start. She was right. And this guy was a phenomenal teacher, a practitioner of dance. And he broke it down. It was very simple. Right? Da, da, bum, 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 bum. And I kept practicing that at school where I was the principal. People thought I was dancing with the restroom door. Da, da. Back step, and I go into the bathroom. Eventually, it became just second nature, and it became part of who I was. But you know what? If you don't practice, what happens? You say you're out of practice. How many of us are out of practice at loving our neighbor as ourselves? But you know what? When Jesus said, you will be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect, there's something good in that word perfect. It basically means you ain't done yet. It's at the end, not in the middle, not at the beginning. So my awkward dancing was not what I was to be judged on. I wasn't done yet. My attempts at love of another person, as Rachel and Chad are in the process of beginning together as marriage, is practice. Practice, practice, practice to love. Practice, practice, practice being faithful. Practice, practice, practice being hopeful. Practice love. There's not much more to it, is there? When Jesus comes to us, he comes as a gift of love. He's like my dance teacher. He goes, this is what you do. You love everybody. Even these folks who came to him, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, who were just two groups of people who like to choose up sides. Our side's the best, of course. And they tried to figure out what was he in all of this mix. You ever been given a litmus test to see where you stand on the issues? Somehow or another, Jesus avoids it. The Sadducees don't ask him any more questions, and neither do the Pharisees. but neither do they start to practice. And I think oftentimes when we get into litmus testing our friends, neighbors, and enemies, we are developing a wall between us. This is the practice field. There are people here with very different points of view, politically, economically, in all sorts of ways. Our job is to practice love. Our job is to practice faith and hope in a world that at the end of all time will be nothing but love. The word commandment is often off-putting. Oh, you mean I've got to love? How about this? When God created the heavens and the earth, God said this. This is what happened. We were commanded into existence as love. We were commanded into existence as faithful. We were commanded into this world, this creation, as hope. That's who we are. And at the end of time, that's what the whole creation will be. You are becoming like my doctorate dance teacher. Practitioners. People practice law, people practice medicine, practice any art, any sport. I mean, I watched Redondo and Maricosta play the other night, and I thought, I'm glad I'm not down there anymore. That looks hard. But in the day, I'd practiced. How about we practice faith, hope, and love? How about we practice it until we become the thing we practice? Amen.